resolutions are bullshit. Why? Because you are pegging your change in your personal development to a date on the calendar. The reality is the sun rises and sets one day just like the last, and it will do the same thing tomorrow. The most important thing is you are finding peace within yourself in your journey. You've heard it's about the process. You've heard me say it's about the journey. It sounds cliche, it sounds cheesy, but that's just because it's said so often, but the meaning gets forgotten. The meaning gets lost. It gets all dusty and people have to dig it out of the closet. Most people just say the shit, enjoy the process, enjoy the journey, but they don't understand what it means and they don't actually live it. You need to find meaning in what you do every day, in the little things, in the execution, in following the seven pillars. This is why the seven pillars are so important. You need to make sure that you are finding that purpose and finding that meaning within your daily execution. You're going to get the long-term results if you are doing that. You will get the long-term results if you are executing on your daily seven pillars. However, just looking to the future, just setting arbitrary goals, obsessing with the scale, micro-measuring your calories without focusing on the fundamentals, food quality, people lose the fundamentals in the shuffle. They get too wrapped up in hustle and bustle. They're not practicing brain games. They're not being mindful enough. They're getting distracted and they end up just keeping their eyes set on that end goal as if they'll be satisfied once they get there. Oh, when I lose 100 pounds, I'll be satisfied. When I lose 50 pounds, when I get to be 150 pounds, then I'll be happy. Then I'll be satisfied. I always say on the Daily Soul podcast, you're not going to be satisfied. That's not going to be the end of it. You're not going to stop. All of a sudden, you're going to stop exercising. You're going to stop living. Of course not. It doesn't mean anything. It's a nonsensical goal. It's not really the true. It's not your true path. It's a metric. It's something objective. But it doesn't give you the details as to what your physique actually is doing. It doesn't satisfy you because that's going to fluctuate. That's going to change. And we all know body composition isn't about body weight. It's about what that weight is made of. So the most important thing that you need to focus on is executing and improving those habits, finding purpose in those habits, finding your truth in your habits. That's the beauty. That's your process. That's the journey. And that's the most important thing to pay attention to, not the long-term goals, the daily execution of those seven pillars.